Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
On a recent trip to Israel, I took a friend of mine to Yad Vashem, the museum dedicated to the memory of the victims of the Holocaust under Nazi Germany in World War II. He came away, as we all do, shaking his head, wondering how such an atrocity could take place while the world stood idly by. President Roosevelt was shown evidence of the ongoing Holocaust on numerous occasions, yet refused to bomb the gas chambers or even the railroad tracks leading to the death camps. As a result, 6 million Jews were sent to their deaths. We all come away from Yad Vashem vowing that it will never happen on our watch, yet it is. While in Jerusalem, I also met with the Middle East bureau chief for a major news organization, who told me about the mass killings of Christians by ISIS forces in Iraq, Syria, and Libya. It's a modern-day Holocaust, and it's happening as we speak, on our watch. Closer to home, we have our own Holocaust happening right here in the United States. It's called abortion, and so far it's claimed the lives of 60 million innocent children. The good news is that developments in science are beginning to change public perception. In utero photography has allowed us to peek into the womb and to see for the first time the miracle of fetal development. And when we do, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's a human being, a child, not an amorphous blob of tissue. And more recently, advances in neuroscience prove that after 20 weeks gestation, that child can feel pain. Armed with that knowledge, we have a moral obligation to speak out. I would argue that abortion at any stage is morally reprehensible, but certainly even those who support abortion would agree that causing pain is unacceptable. To that end, we supported the fetal anesthesia bill in the 2015 Montana legislature. It would have required anesthesia for any surgical procedure performed on a fetus after 20 weeks gestation. The bill passed the House and the Senate, but was vetoed by Governor Bullock under pressure from the lobbyists of Planned Parenthood and NARAL. That bill will be reintroduced in the 2017 legislative session, hopefully under a new governor who puts children above politics. In the meantime, a similar bill was introduced yesterday in the U.S. Senate with Montana Senator Steve Daines as a co-sponsor. Unlike the state bill, the federal version would actually ban abortions after 20 weeks, except in extreme circumstances where the life of the mother was in danger. A recent Quinnipiac poll showed that 60% of Americans support the idea, and the bill has already passed the U.S. House of Representatives. Now, it's time to begin putting pressure on Montana Senator John Tester. Call Senator Tester and ask him to support the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, and while you're at it, please call Senator Daines and thank him for his unwavering support. At Yad Vashem, there's an area called the Avenue of the Righteous Gentiles, a space dedicated to people like Oskar Schindler, who risked everything to rescue Jews from the Nazis. The same opportunity exists today. Please call Senator Tester and ask him to vote yes on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.